Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Luke chapter 22, starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 30. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. The festival of unleavened bread, which is also called Passover, was approaching. The leading priests and teachers of religious law were plotting how to kill Jesus, but they were afraid of the people's reaction. Then Satan entered into Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12 disciples, and he went to the leading priests and captains of the temple guard to discuss the best way to betray Jesus to them. They were delighted, and they promised to give him money. So he agreed and began looking for an opportunity to betray Jesus so they could arrest him when the crowds weren't around. Now the festival of unleavened bread arrived, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John ahead and said, "Go and prepare the Passover meal, so we can eat it together." "Where do you want us to prepare it?" they asked him. He replied, "As soon as you enter Jerusalem, a man carrying a pitcher of water will meet you. Follow him. At the house he enters, say to the owner, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I can eat the Passover meal with my disciples?' He will take you upstairs to a large room that is already set up. That is where you should prepare our meal." They went off to the city and found everything just as Jesus had said, and they prepared the Passover meal there. When the time came, Jesus and the apostles sat down together at the table. Jesus said, "I have been very eager to eat this Passover meal with you before my suffering begins. For I tell you now that I won't eat this meal again until its meaning is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then he took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it. Then he said, "Take this and share it among yourselves. For I will not drink wine again until the kingdom of God has come." He took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took another cup of wine and said, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood, which is poured out as a sacrifice for you. But here at this table, sitting among us as a friend, is the man who will betray me. For it has been determined that the Son of Man must die. But what sorrow awaits the one who betrays him." The disciples began to ask each other which of them would ever do such a thing. Then they began to argue among themselves about who would be the greatest among them. Jesus told them, "In this world the kings and great men lord it over their people, yet they are called friends of the people. But among you it will be different. Those who are the greatest among you should take the lowest rank, and the leader should be like a servant. Who is more important, the one who sits at the table or the one who serves?" "The one who sits at the table, of course. But not here. For I am among you as one who serves. You have stayed with me in my time of trial. And just as my Father has granted me a kingdom, I now grant you the right to eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. And you will sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." Once again, that was Luke chapter 22 verses 1 through 30 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Jesus valued loyalty, which is such an important quality in friendship. Christ appreciated that the disciples had stood with him in his time of trial in verse 28. The disciples were not just followers of Jesus, they were his friends. And one of his closest friends, Judas, betrayed him. This betrayal sent Jesus to his death. Jesus celebrated the Passover meal with all his disciples, including Judas. What a powerful reminder that even the worst of sinners is welcome at his table. Christ transformed the meaning of the Passover meal. He was the Passover lamb, and the bread and cup symbolize his sacrifice for us. We take them inside ourselves to symbolize that we have accepted Christ into our lives. We have accepted that we will suffer with him. We identify with his people and choose to be loyal to Christ and his church. The Lord's Supper is a statement, "This is what Christ has done and who we are," a symbol of his sacrifice and that he lives in us, and a sacrament, a means of God's special presence and grace. It is also called communion, meaning union together with God and each other, and Eucharist, which means joy, even through suffering. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What does it mean for you to be loyal to Jesus above anyone else? What does the Lord's Supper mean to you? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.